Shabbat Shalom. Today's Torah reading is Parsha Korah, which is in Numbers 16:1 through 18:32. Parsha Korah speaks about a lot of pride and rebellion, and also about the priesthood entitlements. But today we're going to focus on the rebellion and its consequences. So Korah, what did he do? Starting at the beginning of the Parsha, Numbers 16:1, we read, "Now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, and the sons of Eliab, and on the son of Pelah, the sons of Reuben, took men." So these guys got together. "And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders." So they got this big group together, right? So they're going, "of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown." Numbers 16:3. "They gathered together against Moses." Okay. "They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, 'You take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why do you then exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?'" So Korah and his rebellious buddies were challenging the authority of Moses and Aaron had. Basically, they're saying, "Who do you guys think you are? You know, we're just as good as you." You know, so back in Numbers chapter 3, God had set aside the Levites out of the tribes of Israel for full-time service to him. They were ordained to take care of the tabernacle and all of its implements, as well as the Ark of the Covenant. Only the descendants of Moses and Aaron, however, were allowed to serve as priests. Remember, all priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. The Kohathites had to carry the holy things of the tabernacle. They were the grunts. They carried all the, you know, all the implements. They carried all the pieces of the tabernacle when they were taken down and put back together, and they weren't too happy about that particular job. Numbers 16:5, "And he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying," and this is Moses responding to their challenge, "'Tomorrow morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. That one who he chooses, he will cause to come near to him.'" So Moses is basically telling them, okay, we're going to have a showdown. We're going to see who's who. "Do this. Take censers, Korah and all your company. Put fire in them, put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi." So skipping down to verse 18. "So every man took a censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered together all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 'Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment.' And they fell on their faces and said, 'O God, the God of spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and you shall be angry with all the congregation?' So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to the congregation, saying, Get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.' Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, 'Depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins.' So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents, with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, 'By this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. If these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens up its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them. Imagine a big sinkhole right underneath, and they're all gone. Down into the pit, it says. And the earth opened the mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and all their men with Korah, with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Then all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, "Let the earth swallow us up also." So let's get out of here before the same thing happens to us. And a fire came down from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. Reminds me of the prophets of Baal, how God sent down fire and consumed them too. Now, if this stuff wasn't enough, you know, talk about stubborn and rebellious people. The very next day, the congregation rebelled again. On the next day, verse 41 says that all the congregation of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You've killed the people of the Lord." Now, it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, "Take a censer and put fire in it from the altar, put incense on it, and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For the wrath has gone out from the Lord, the plague has begun." So Aaron took it as Moses commanded it and ran into the midst of the assembly, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put the incense and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died before in the Korah incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped. So God judged those who turned against him in active rebellion and purified his people. But he still had a purpose and a plan even for the line of Korah. After seven successful generations, the prophet Samuel arose from the line of Korah. So Korah, you know, his family wasn't completely wiped off without purpose. And you can read that genealogy in 1 Chronicles 6 and 31 to 38. So we're going to see that God will not put up with rebellion. A lot of things he'll put up with for a little bit, but rebellion sure isn't one of them. You definitely don't want to put yourself in that position. And at the same time, God is merciful. Moses and Aaron stood in the gap. They had made atonement for the people, else God would have wiped them all out. And before we're saved, we are in rebellion against God and his commandments. But Yeshua, he came to stand in the gap for us and to make atonement. Shabbat shalom.